This is AZ Preps Live, covering high school sports all over Arizona. Hosted by the Dean of Arizona High School Sports, Kevin McCabe. AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. Arizona built for America's dreams.
It is 9 o'clock and you're locked in live local sports talk radio. You got us the premier high school sports show in all the land. And I certainly appreciate all the young broadcasters are out there who are broadcasting high school sports. I really appreciate it. But this is it. This is the original, and we appreciate you making us number one. A massive audience tuning in on Saturday mornings, and it's not because of me. It's because of the great stories that make Arizona high school sports awesome. We are AZ Preps Live on Arizona Sports 98.7, the local sports leader. We're on the Arizona Sports app. Of course, we're on the old-fashioned web, and you can get all the podcasts, past shows, on the internet at arizonasports.com, or you can find us on Spotify. Just put in the name McCabe, Kevin McCabe, and then the picture of me in that bright blue shirt shows up, and there we are. I am Kevin McCabe. I get to host the show. I get to hang out on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights with you and your family and watch your young people grow up and share their stories. But of course, we can't do it alone, the number one show in the free world. We do it as a team. And if this was basketball, he'd be John Stockton. I'd be Karl Malone. He'd be John Stockton. All he does is dish. He's the dish master, the pride of Flint, Michigan, the mayor of Gilbert. He's T. Hizzle, Trev Henry. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, OG. How you doing?
John Stockton. I don't know. Who else was a great dish master?
We can go Magic. Let's go Magic.
Allen Iverson. AI. You good with it? Yeah.
Well, AI shoot too much. Yeah, I'm more of a passer than a shooter.
Magic, man. People, you know, I know this, what recent bias now is the big thing. You know, like they'll see, that was the greatest game that ever was. And you go, stop. That was, you know, because you saw it last night.
Yeah, there'll be plenty more after that.
Yes. Or there were plenty more in the set. Somebody said, you know, Michael Michael had nobody to compare himself with. And I said, Magic and Bird, maybe you never heard of them.
Yeah, I guess those guys didn't exist.
Kareem, Elgin Baylor, Jerry West. No.
But David Thompson.
No, yeah, exactly. So good to see you, my friend. Everybody good? Your fam? The girls good? They're all busy?
Yeah, we all busy. I can't keep up now.
Do you get out to that Desert Ridge to watch the JV cheers? Are you out watching the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm out there. I got to support my baby girl.
Do you know the cheers yet? You know,
I haven't got there yet.
We got Spirit. Yes, we do. We got Spirit. How about you?
That's probably the only one I know.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Well, we are the number one show. We're jam packed with great stories. 2 hours of interviews of personalities that make Arizona high school sports so awesome. At 9:30, again at 9:30, it's the lead story. But when it's this powerful or monumental, we needed to give it a little more time to breathe, to simmer, leave it on the stove. Chandler High School, the Mighty Wolves. They were once the talk of the valley, the powerhouse, five straight titles, 2015, 2020. They were runners up in 2021. And yet, because last year they didn't make the open finals, social media suggested they'd taken a step back. They are just fine. Last night, they flex against Orange Lutheran, the 20th ranked team in the country, 35-14. They sent them on their way. We'll dance with the Wolves. My Wolves, Gambo's Wolves. You know, Gambo's wife went there as well. My wife went there. They're all our Wolves. You know, I know you're Desert Ridge and all that, but these are my Wolves. These are my Wolves. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And Gambo too. Head coach Rick Gerritsen at 9:30. We will dance with some Wolves there. We'll also, by the way, we'll celebrate his wife Wendy, who is one of my favorite people. She got a new role, which is really vital. She helps train German shepherds for police dogs. So that matters. That's cool stuff. At 9:15, prior to Chandler, Cesar Chavez High School football, they are the champions. And they are playing through some pain, the grief. But actually finding solace and finding success on the football field. By now, if you don't know the story, they went to football camp in August up in the White Mountains. They lost one of their teammates, Chris Hampton, drowned tragically. They lost one of their teammates, one of their soldiers, a champion. But they've come together, and they've won two straight football games now. They won the Battle of Baseline last night, and their new head coach, who took over a team in the last minute as they made adjustments there at Cesar Chavez, Deucey Burwell, William Burwell II, Deucey, we'll just call him Deucey, Cesar Chavez will join me at 9:15. Football, man, it can help the healing. It can. In the second hour, more football, and actually more Phoenix Union High School football. Look at this, PXU. They were once the powerhouse of the 70s. They enjoyed some great success in the 90s with Trunk Candidate. And a big-time return to glory at Central High School. No longer, you don't schedule the Bobcats for homecoming because they can ball. They made the postseason last year. They're looking to go to the next level this year, and they're loaded with some weapons. Despite losing their all-everything quarterback, Dom Badgie, who graduated, they're now playing with a freshman quarterback. They are 3-0, and their head coach, Chandler Hovick, will join us to share that story. Central High School Bobcats at 10:15. At 10 o'clock, they're out for the kill. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about here, volleyball. North Phoenix, just off I-17, up there at Black Mountain. Sandra Day O'Connor has become some kind of a hotbed for volleyball. They won the beach championship the past couple of years, the sand volleyball. They were in the quarters last year, runner-up in 2021, this is inside volleyball. And they are now 13-0 this season. They've lost one set. Game, set, match. They've lost one set in those 13 games. They just recently captured the House of Pain event in Chandler early season Gage, and their head coach, former Sun Devil great Amanda Burbridge. Sun Devil great, she was. She was a great volleyball player, but she was also, from what I recall, she was a brilliant softball player and could have been, you know, two-sport athlete at the time. We'll ask her about that. Amanda Burbridge will join us coming up at 10 o'clock from Sandra Day O'Connor. She might be my new fave out there. Mel Hobson, the softball coach, love Mel. Coach Cole, BC, Brian Cole, love him. Jeff Baumgartner, the baseball coach. But I think Amanda might be my girl. She might just be my girl. At 10:30, get a pen and paper in hand if you're driving around. Get a pen and paper or a dictaphone. That's actually a thing. If you're a high school parent, we've got an amazing partnership here. And I mentioned this last week, but it deserves a whole segment because it's pretty amazing. You know the story of Christian Muir. She's the former female kicker who played for the boys team, Marcos Denisa, first woman to kick in a playoff game for the AIA, critically injured in a rollover accident coming home from the White Mountains a few years ago. Christian, oh, you'll never walk again. You'll never walk again. She walking. She will walk into the studio. And we will also be joined by legendary wrestler. Oh, you'll never wrestle. You'll never wrestle. You were born with one leg. ASU All-American, Mesa Jackrabbit, the head coach of the Jackrabbit wrestling team, Anthony Robles, will join us on the phone. It's called Breaking All Barriers. And they've teamed up with Desert Financial Credit Union to form a big-time alliance and serve up Scalies. And when I saw this, I said, no, not 15 scholarships are given away. 15 scholarships. So that's why I say we're going to celebrate their stories, but you got Scalies on the line here. And I'm telling you this, what, gang, I have 5 kids going to school. If you can get, and you're allowed to get several of these scholarships. So each of these are for a couple of $1,000. You need that money. You need I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I am telling you. You know, my kid's going to get a full ride. No. I don't even care if they do. They need money. They need money. They are like ATMs in college. They go to it. They go to it all the time. Again, 15 scholarships, Desert Financial Credit Union. Jeff Mishi is over there. I don't know this cat personally, but he does so much for the community that I needed to acknowledge this, especially when he teams with those people. Again, I'm not going to cry. Maybe a little bit with Christian, but take notes. Because if you got kids headed to college, and I remind people, softball, volleyball, Division I only has 12 scholarships. So they're going to piece those together. You're going to build some scholarships with your grades. But if you can get an extra 3 large, you go for it. We'll run through the scores from last night. A lot of surprise scores as week 3 of the high school football season and a few wow moments. I'll have those at 9:45. But I had a couple of stories I wanted to plug in here, and one good One sad and one weird. The sad news is assistant basketball coach at Ironwood, Tony Jackson, has gone missing. He's gone missing. TJ, Tony Jackson, he'd coached at Centennial. He'd been out there at Ironwood with Jordan Augustine. He coached with David Grace and the staffs. This is a great community leader out there. He was gearing up for the season, and on August 11th, he went missing. And this, so if anybody has any news, anything, even if it's troublesome news, we need some closure on this story. All my love. This is so. This is one of those Dateline shows. Tony Jackson gone missing. TJ, God, please bring him back home. We miss you when we lose one of the family like that. And the weird story of I can't make this up. I've done this a long time. Gilbert North High School football team, the leadership there, has suspended an assistant football coach for deflating footballs this past week at halftime of a game. He was the same look, and he wasn't like doing it secretly in the back. He's doing it right in front of the officials. He's letting air. Now, I played a little football. Now, I didn't play football like they play football now. I played hockey. I don't know if less air is easier to throw the ball. You get less. But I don't. You know, I know kickers like. What the heck? I don't. First time in my life this has come out my mouth. Get your deflated footballs out of my mouth. Trevor, you know, can you believe this? I mean, in high school.
I can't believe it.
That's what I said. I don't even know where to. He was suspended for this week. They're still investigating. He's not been revealed, but they lost last night's game to ALA Queen Creek, so maybe they didn't get enough air out of the game. I do not get this. I know Tom Brady. Anyways, all right, just ahead, it's the Battle of Baseline Road. I had to go out and see it for myself. And for Cesar Chavez, a chance to find some solace and success. Their head coach, Deucey Burwell, will join us next as we celebrate the champions and what they're going through.
Easy Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Here's more with Kevin McCabe.
It is 9:17, beautiful Saturday morning. If you're headed out to ASU tonight, it was actually nice last night at high school football. I know there were some people complaining that it's a blackout for ASU. Listen, we live in the desert. That's what it is. This is AZ Preps Live, the premier high school sports show in all the land. And I watched Cesar Chavez in a scrimmage just a couple of weeks after the tragic accident. And they were having fun. The guys, the kids, the young men were playing for each other. There was some passion. And they had lost one of their friends, a teammate at camp, Christian Hampton, who drowned tragically in the White Mountains. But a calming voice in a new head coach and a chance to go out and play football, to hit some people, has provided some healing. And so has winning. Last night, they made it two straight dubs, winning the Battle of Baseline Road 50 to nothing over Fairfax. And their head coach, Deucey Burwell, is kind enough to join me. Coach, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you?
Hey, Kevin, I'm doing well, brother. Good morning.
Good to talk. Now, I got to ask you, what the heck were you thinking, though? Well, this whole situation at Chavez going on, you said, and you step in to be the head coach of this team, and there's no manual for this. What drew you? Is this God's plan? What made you step in and say, I need to help these kids?
Hey, exactly what you said, man. It's God's plan. When everything happened, I think my biggest thing was just keeping the boys together. Spending as much time together as we could.
Yep.
And so you're right, there was no manual, and I kind of jumped right in. They were learning a whole nother offense, learning a whole nother defense. So to come in, change everything, they responded really well. And my biggest thing, again, was to just keep us together. I'm with them boys all day, so as long as we were together, we could get through it together.
They're lucky to have you, Deucey Burwell. Now, how vital was it to, and I commend, the great counselors, the leaders at Chavez, at the District of Phoenix Union, to make this all possible, that they, I can't imagine the challenge, but that they all stepped up and all those people responded for those young people.
Yes, man, we got a lot of support from everywhere, district, the teachers, the counselors. They really let us know that they had us with whatever we needed, because mentally it took a lot on us and all my boys, and you could see it in their face. So to have them, and they're great with us. They're great with us to this day.
Did football And I only say this too, Coach Burwell. You know, I remember, I'm really old. You know, Steve Kerr, the legendary coach and Chicago Bull, lost his father tragically. And the next day I went over and saw Steve, and he was out shooting baskets at McHale in Tucson. He found solace out there. Did football provide an escape and a chance to heal and grieve together? Did it? I mean, it does so. It provides a great, you know, theater. But did it also provide so much more for these kids?
Oh, so much more, man. That's why it was important for me to meet with them right away, see them face to face, get them in the classroom, get them on the field together, talk together.
Cry together. It's okay. It's okay to cry together too. I mean, that's, man, I'm just so glad they have you. I saw you and I said, you know, and I love what was going on there. The foundation was in place, but that they had you. But then okay, you win the battle of Baseline Road. You've won two in a row, but I got to ask you, as you're pulling this all together, you get these cats all together. Everybody believing they're popping in purple. They feel good. But then you had to open the season against Chandler. What?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the Wolves. This is the Mighty Wolves. What was the mindset of that to just keep everybody healthy? Let's stick together. Let's get a game on and let's learn from this?
Yeah, the mindset for me was to keep everybody healthy, keep them happy. You know, I wanted everybody to play, and I knew what we were going into when we were playing Chandler. And at the end of the day, we were not prepared. We were going through a lot. And so if I could just keep us together, keep us positive, keep the energy positive, we would get through it. So going into Chandler, that was expected. Yeah. We were not prepared.
You got fed to the wolves, as they like to say. He's Deucey Burwell doing the job there at Cesar Chavez. And the kids now have bounced back after all of that. They've won two straight wins. They're responding. How much fun is that locker room, those film sessions with those kids right now where they're able to enjoy it? Boy, what a party, too. What a party scene out there at Cesar Chavez last night. How much fun, little dance going on right now? These kids enjoying some success.
Man, they're having so much fun. It fills my heart, man. Like you said, we had to sit and cry together. So to go from crying together to be out here smiling, seeing the smile on their face, and they're having fun, and we're winning ball games, it just fills my heart, man. And we're really happy right now.
I love it. I want to mention some kids' names. I saw Nevin Reed, Peyton Stokes, Tyree Calderon. You got some kids balling for you. How special have those cats been, and some of your leaders? Who are some of those guys that are making sure that they're wearing the purple pridefully?
Oh, man, hard workers. We got Payton, Nevin, Tyree, yes, but we also got Prince.
Yep.
We got the KD, our middle linebacker. We got our safety, T-Row. We got a lot of guys that are starting to believe in themselves, believe in the team, and believe in what we're doing. So, you know, these guys are making it real easy. They're real coachable, and they want to be here.
I love it. I see it. He's Deucey Burwell. Taking over the reins there. You got a staff, too. If these cats, they're all on. My guy, Todd Newman, I got to pump his tires a little bit here then. How special are those guys who go, you know, they go to war, they break down the film, and they, you know, making sure that everybody's straight. How special are those guys you surrounded yourself with?
Oh, man, they're very special, you know, especially, you know, Mr. Newman. I'm glad you mentioned him. He's here in our corner. We get a lot of support from Mr. Newman. And then you got Coach Cliff, one of the coaches, man, that knows these boys from when they were little to now, the relationship the boys have with Coach Mack, Coach Cliff. I mean, it's amazing, man, how we can relate to each other, you know, not being so far in age from each other. But you know what I mean? So it's been pretty good. We've been having the big brother feeling, so... You know, it's been good.
You listen to the same music. That's what I say. When you get old, these old cats, the old you, to put a young guy. Okay, we got it. I got you, man. Hey, Coach Burwell, you won the Battle of Baseline last night. There, you listen, and you hung a fitty. I know Fairfax is down a little bit, but there's a little bit of peacock over there, a little strut. You're feeling good. Again, this is how you build this thing, with putting the bricks in the foundation. How special is that for the kids to own Baseline Road?
It's special, but, you know, we're going to celebrate today. We're watching film today, and then we need to focus on Camelback next.
Yep.
And so, you know, we do enjoy it, and we're having fun, but every week we're focused and we're locked in. So this week we're going to enjoy it today, and then we're back into the film room tomorrow.
Hey, thank you, my man. I don't know you personally, but I told you when I saw you out there, I was really excited that you were there, the voice of calming voice I'm sure you can still yell at the boys a little bit, but I there's just something special there. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for what you're doing there. Give my best to those champions. They truly are. I love those kids, and I look forward to seeing you guys celebrate and making a big run this year, okay?
Hey, thank you, Kevin, man, and thank you for the time this morning.
Appreciate it. Boy, man, Cesar Chavez, if you wrote the Hollywood script on this whole story, Hollywood would say, nah. Well, the writer's strike is out anyways, but they would say, nah, too unbelievable. What they've been through, there's no manual. And again, William Shipley, the head coach who's there, who went through this entire hell, you know, he put his heart and soul into this. So there's a lot of those bricks in the foundation that he helped build. And so it's family. And what a great atmosphere out there, man. On the mall, I got to tell you, there was probably 4,000 people hanging out on the mall because they had like food truck. They had a donut. They had a donut truck out there last night. You know, the food truck, but the line was too long.
That might have been worth the wait.
I know it. I thought about it, but then there's another, you know, couple of thousand in the stands watching them rock. Cesar Chavez, again, you cannot explain that story, and nor is it over, nor will we forget. They got a moment of silence for Christian Hampton, and, you know, my love is for just those people. Because, you know what, it's okay to cry. It's okay to mourn and to grieve and to play with an angel in heaven. It's pretty special stuff. All right, the rumors of Chandler High School's demise. Oh, God. They were largely exaggerated. Who suggested that Chandler had slipped? I just heard this. Oh, it's that what have you done for me lately crowd. You know how they are. Well, that's the greatest team ever. Really? Really? They did something special last night. They beat the 20th ranked team in the country, and their head coach, Rick Gerritsen, will humbly join me next as we dance with wolves.
Here's more AZ Preps Live with Kevin McKay, presented by Brooklyn Betting, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
9:32, beautiful Saturday morning here. You're talking to the premier high school sports show in all the land, and I have an apology to make to Chandler High School. They know my love. My wife went to school there. Gambo's wife went to school there. They know I love the Wolves. And they know I'm going to see them in November. I always tell them that. I need to see everybody else. But I also know I want to see two teams from Arizona play because I want to see as many Arizona kids. So I didn't go last night. So I apologize. I apologize. But I wasn't the one on social media either. I wasn't one of those clowns who had suggested that Chandler was slipping. It makes me laugh. It's like people saying, oh, Patrick Mahomes has lost it because they lost Thursday. Would you stop? Last night, they reminded us. All those state championships, open division titles. They beat Orange Lutheran, 20th ranked nationally, and their head coach, Rick Gerritsen, is kind enough to join me. Coach, it's Kevin McCabe. Do you accept my apology? Are we still good?
We're always good. You're the dean. You know I love you.
I know, but and I, you know I'm going to see you late in the year. You know that. I heard the stat. You've never lost to Orange, by the way. You beat him as a player? Is that how along this?
No. Okay. Orange Lutheran back when I was the OC at Servite, and Coach Sherman was the OC at Lutheran, and they were an up-and-coming program, okay. And we happened to play them and whooped them a couple of years down there. And then, you know, when Coach was over the head coach at Valor Christian, when we had Bryce Perkins in that group and whooped them over there, and then played pretty good last night against them.
And look, there's nobody you haven't whooped. By the way, before we even get into this, Rick Gerritsen, because I congratulations to Wendy, your lovely wife. Great, I think a new role, and what a passion she has for training German Shepherds and the Malinois. How cool is that when your wife is a hero like that?
She's awesome. And, you know, having the ability to, you know, Jack is now part of Chandler, you know, the police force.
Yeah.
As a therapy dog. And, you know, we call him 50-point Jack at the games. You know, poor Gracie doesn't get to come. She hasn't got to that level yet. But, you know, Wendy does an awesome job with that. And I know the kids, they love, you know, what's going on with, with my pets. They come in kind of like mascots, and
yep.
It's a great thing, and wouldn't happen without her.
They look like wolves anyway, so it's kind
they
of
do.
They're great. He's Rick Gerritsen, one of my all time faves. A huge win last night. And I don't know this. I've known you a long time. Do you watch the film last night? Do you stay up late? Because you're not going to sleep anyway. Do you watch it last night, or do you break it down this morning? Are you laying in bed thinking about plays?
I don't sleep. Generally, I'll track it down. Lately, we haven't gotten the intercut till the next morning.
Okay.
But it's all that wound up, energy that goes into the week, let alone into a game. It doesn't matter if we're playing Cesar Chavez or Orange Lutheran or Hamilton.
Be nice
anybody.
Now. Be it's nice to Chavez. Be nice. I had them on the show.
What I mean by that, it doesn't matter who we're playing.
Yeah.
But it's just, I'm proud of my kids. I'm proud of my staff. They know how to prepare our kids. And, our boys, they played well last night.
They
overcame some adversity. On particularly on the offensive side of the ball.
I'll ask you about that. Did you hear Rick Gerritsen? Did you hear any of this chatter on social media that Chandler has slipped a little bit? Or do your kids hear it? Come on, they know they go out there, they see social media. Did you hear any of that stuff?
No, I don't listen to that stuff.
Here's
the bottom line.
Yeah,
here's the bottom line. And my true opinion is that when you win as much as we have, people want to see you fall.
Yes, yes, yes.
When you don't reach a final for the seventh year or sixth, whatever it's been, everybody wants you to not be very good. And that's okay. I think we've earned that reputation as well. And, I'm just proud to be a part of what Sean started, way back when.
Yep.
The Ohana, the culture and the winning and just doing things right and holding kids accountable, which is what we do. And my kids that play for us right now are accountable young men. And it showed last night on the football field, even though that's just a small piece of what we do at Chandler. And it was exciting for the boys, exciting for our fans, and exciting for Arizona football.
Yeah, I know. It's just, the haters going to hate. The Cowboys ran through it in the 70s and the New England and the listen, when you're in that conversation, it's great. You hadn't, Rick Gerritsen, Chandler, though, you hadn't been really tested in your two early games because your offense, they hadn't had many reps. Were you concerned going into this, though? Because, I love Chavez, but you hadn't been really tested. Were you concerned that you were going to get this was going to take a big like knockout punch here?
I was very concerned.
Yeah.
And I told the kids, I'm always up front with our kids about who we're playing and everything. We went over and watched them last week against the top team in Washington, Eastside Catholic, and they toyed with them. They beat Concord De La Salle at De La Salle, which does not happen very often.
Yeah.
If maybe three or four times in the last 40 years. They beat a really good Sarah team that's a top 20 team in Southern California as well and blew them out. So they have like 11 or 12 Division I players in their team. They're well coached. They're a Trinity League team. They're the number two team in Orange County and the number five team in Southern California. So yeah, I was concerned. They were a good football team. But I got a young offensive line. I've got, I guess you could call it maybe an undersized defense, but when I got guys coaching like DeRosa and Carpenter and Bottrell and Du Bois and everybody on both sides of the ball, they get those guys to play with energy. They get those guys to play with confidence. And, we did pretty well last night.
Yeah, you did. Well, and you got my little guy, the little general, Blake Heffron, he's family to me. How special is this guy? I heard Zach Elvira's story that, he came to the sidelines and said, let's go do this thing. How special, because, you've had some gunslingers, and he's just a unique cat. How special has he been for this team?
He's just a leader and a winner.
Tough.
He hasn't lost a game at quarterback in his Chandler career. He's undefeated as a freshman. He's undefeated as a JV kid, as a sophomore. Did his thing last year as a wideout, was all region, and He presents a lot of problems because you have to defend the quarterback. On offense, you can always cheat with the quarterback.
Sure.
And whether you're running him or reading with him or anything else. And he makes you play the entire field. He's got, he may not be the typical drop back passer, but the guy just has moxie. and he knows how to, you know, he knows how to make things happen, and he knows how to win, you know, and those guys follow him, and that's what you want, you know, in a quarterback. He's also a quarterback that's been with me for 4 years in my program, and not just you know, coming from some other state or other states.
He's a Chandler Wolf, baby, and he stayed the course, and he's stuck in there. He's a pilot too. He's flying planes, so he don't care about being a quarterback. He's landing planes on the runway. So hey, you also got Khalil Valentine, who maybe like you guys. Maybe doesn't get the love and respect and the props that he deserves. This is a special talent, man. How great is it when you have a weapon like that?
Boy, I tell you, you know, Illinois is getting a great player.
Yeah.
A kid that's explosive, a kid that's gotten bigger in the weight room. He's 180 pounds now. Runs behind his pads, which he always has since his freshman year. And he's a great receiver. He's taken a leadership role, which is probably the most thing I'm proud about him. And, you know, every time he touches the ball, he makes things happen. I mean, last night he caught about a 40-yard deep ball that got called back. But just, you know, when you watch film, you just have to pay attention to him, as you do with different guys in our ball club. And I've got a really young offensive line. You know, it's all sophomores and juniors except for one senior. And, those guys get to the middle of the season and get a little bit of experience under their belt, you know, it's going to hopefully get nice as we move along as well.
Man, it scares me because they're that young and they're, and then your defense for you to shut down. I mean, for the most part, this Orange team, Scooby Bradley, Dick, come on, got a name that worked, a little pick six to set the table. When a defense does that, like I talked to Richard Taylor last night. It's 75 shutouts. That's what we try to do every game. We try to shut out people every game. When your defense does, when they put a zero on the board or when they shut teams down, that's special, isn't it?
It is. You know, and Coach DeRoche has done a fantastic job with the staff and the kids buying in. The kids love playing for the defensive staff. It's a unique defense, you know, that comes over from Iowa State and, you know, came over from Liberty that they use as well. And if you don't, man, you really have to pay attention to what you're doing in offense or else it's going to be a long night. And, you know, the pick six was a perfect spot that Scooby was supposed to be in. And, you know, we had about two other turnovers. We had a pick by Nico Clark and we got a cause fumble. So anytime you're getting three, four, five, you know, turnovers a night on defense, you know, those are things that just help you develop into a really good football team. And, you know, sometimes the defense doesn't play well. Sometimes the offense doesn't play well. That's the game of football, and you pick up each other's, you know, blind side, so to speak. And it's, I definitely have a unified football team. There's no question, and they're a pleasure to coach.
Man, it's fun. We're going to talk in November, but to have you on week three with a statement game like this, I think you're off next week. I know.
Coach Barrow does a great job.
I know he does, but you got my Aztecs on the road. I think you're in my hood. You're coming over the mean streets to Tempe.
We're coming to the hood over there.
All right.
Tempe.
So there's no excuse if I don't show up for that then.
Okay. Have your orange blade.
Maybe I'll have to rock. Hey, Coach G, and I have their names. You already gave them love. Big Leonard Davis, Botts. You know, I love that cat. Chad Carpenter. It's a Chandler Wolf, and the rumors of your demise are extremely exaggerated. Just keep doing what you do, my man. You know I love you and your family. Little D, how's little Daryl Garrison doing? I know he's like gone big time, hasn't he?
He's worked for Penske Racing Team.
I know it. What the hell? Here's a
question. I'm actually going to get to go to my first ever NASCAR race. He's worked with the pit crews. He's like an innovator with the pit crew. Now he's a recruiter for the pit crews for Penske, and they've got they've got the NASCAR and they got the Indy car.
Yeah,
it's unfortunately it's Charlotte. It's a long ways away, but he's loving what he does, and I can't wait to go see a NASCAR race.
He's gonna come back with a Southern accent and talking like this, like a good old boy. You know what? But it's a great. It's those pit crew teams are our teams, and he's a great leader, as you are, as your pops was, just great. I mean, you know what I'm talking. Hey, good to talk to
appreciate
you this early in the season. I'll see you next week. I'll
all right.
I'll come root you on. Rick Garrison. Wendy Gerritsen. She's the real leader of that family, coaching the dogs, to really support dogs, and they're special. And I laugh. I laughed when somebody called me last week and said, is Chandler, you know, down? And I said, stop it. You know, the what do they say? The high tide raises all boats. Some other teams have gotten really good. You know, Liberty's gotten real good. Bash has gotten really good. Centennial, they some said that about them. They had a bad year a couple of years ago. Oh, they're down. These are really good coaches who really build programs. You know, a team can win a state championship, but programs win state championships. And they have, and they've done. Coming back, there are some games that I just said, wow. Scores coming in last night, and I said, I only have 2 hours, because there's some guests that we could have had, should have had, still will have, but where I go, whoa, hey, how did that happen? So we'll celebrate, run. It's not a scores and highlights show, but we need to document some of those week three of the high school football season next on AZ Preps Live.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. AZ Preps Live. AZ Preps Live. Presented by Brooklyn Bennett. Here's more with Kevin McCabe.
9:50 on a Saturday morning. I love this. Sounds great. I feel like John Facenda on the autumn wind rocks the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think we found a winner for the news and notes section.
I like this. Or like Lee Schreiber on Hard Knocks. Welcome back. This is AZ Preps Live. This is our news and notes segment. And actually, checking the scoreboard from last night, some games that just made me say, wow, Liberty, they are now the gold standard. They beat Queen Creek 56-0. Navi Bruzon, their quarterback, was offered by San Diego. They're coming. They're going to start lining up for this young man who was a Gatorade Player of the Year last year. Basher bounces back after their tough loss to Highland last week. They beat Saguaro 35-31 in a great battle in the far Northeast Valley. And congratulations, the Fiesta Bowl. They're making plays. They're out there doing the job with these people. Lone Peak. Lone Peak from Utah. They cooled Highland off after their big win last week, 35-24. Desert Mountain, here's the game I was talking about. Fiesta Bowl out there celebrating this game. Desert Mountain beat Chaparral 24-21. Unfortunately, Chaparral lost track of their downs. They spiked it on fourth down. They went up there and clocked it. It was fourth down. And the game's over. Desert Mountain, with that, Dylan Tapley wins the Fiesta Bowl Player of the Game, which I just found out. Our good friend Rixer Devereese over there at the Fiesta Bowl. They are celebrating games, and a Player of the Game gets a like title belt, like a WWE title belt, and gets to keep it. And so Dylan Tapley taking that baby home. Brophy bounces back. They've now won two in a row as they beat the Slope easily, 49-7. Higley over Marana, 29-24. Pinnacle goes to 3-0 on the season as they hang a 57 on Corona del Sol. The Aztecs score 27, but they got to stop somebody, and next week they get Chandler. Horizon shuts out Willow Canyon 59-0. Red Mountain holds off the Ridge, Desert Ridge 36-30. Oh, I know, no. This is varsity, not JV, Trev Henry. McClintock, they got things going on over there with the Chargers as they beat Trevor Brown 32-14. Notre Dame Prep, again, they have ridden a roller coaster here early to start the season. They travel to San Diego and beat St. Augustine 35-14. Mace over Skyline. Mountain View beats Verado 33-28. Apollo bounces back after losing last week to Sunny, so 34-13 over Thunderbird. Thunderbird really playing some inspired football. O'Connor, again, they're riding the roller coaster. They beat a good Cactus team, 55-21. Perry remains unbeaten. They go to the west side. Went out to Millennium. Battle of Unbeatens. They beat the Tigers 38-24. Haven't given Joe Ortiz his due. They're playing a schedule here that gives them an opportunity to stack some wins, build that confidence. They'll head for the premier region, and I think they'll make some noise this year. We'll keep an eye on the Perry Pumas. ALA Queen Creek beats ALA Gilbert North 49-28. Deflate Gate. No problem for ALA Queen Creek. They are a machine with Ty Detmer, the head coach over there. Arizona College Prep wasn't pretty, as coach said. Coach Myron Bluford, 21-14. They beat Estrella Foothills. But still, they go to 3-0 on the year. Arcadia Arcady. We tried to have Arcady on the show last week. Wanted a coach to come on, Coach Brown, but he texted me, said, I'm flying to go watch his son play for Duke. And Duke got the big win last week. So he all he does is win, no matter what. Okay. Seeing if you're paying it. Arcadia wins. They beat Ben Franklin 31-14. Goldwater, Coach Frank Lout, doing the job up there with Goldwater High School. The Bulldogs, they beat AJ 41-40. Desert Vista gets a win 18-17. Congratulations, Scooter Molander, over Valley Vista. As they, they're going to struggle. Go ahead and beat them now. Well, maybe not beat them now. They get a win, but they on the come. Desert Vista will be just fine. Of course, I missed some of your scores, but those are just some that made Friday night spectacular. On Thursday night, Hamilton Huskies, they are just fine. They roll to a big victory on Thursday night. We also watch Thursday night football, flag football. We try to get out and watch the flag football game. Saw Mesquite beat Marcos Denisa 7-0. And they're playing some great flag football throughout the valley. Hope to get out to see Castile, Xavier, some of the great programs that make flag football go. We'll continue to watch those and try to bring you some of those storylines that make it great. But I did not know this until this morning that the Fiesta Bowl, they give out that title belt and as the player of the game. And the kids get to keep that. Those things are dope. You know, you get the bling chain, like the turnover chain with the big... Ain't nobody wants like a trophy. They don't. They trophies. They want.
Yeah, trophies is old news now.
They don't want that. They don't want the Letterman's jacket. They want the bling that you walk in the house and they go, "Oh, look at that! Very good." You
know? It's all about the chain.
That's off the chain. Is that what they say? Is that
off the chain? Yeah, there you go.
And last night I had one, and I'm probably jumping the gun here. Turnt up.
Yeah, turn up.
Do it with the T on the turned up. Do it.
That's right.
We cool with that?
What you know about that?
I have no idea. When I say it, it sounds even more stupid than when I try to say it. Hey, we're going to take a break. Coming back in the second hour, we got an amazing partnership going on with Desert Financial that are giving out scholarships. I mean, I don't have the partnership. I don't need a scholarship. But if you do, you want to pay attention to this in the second hour. We'll also have Morse High School football in Phoenix Union High School District with... Yes, Central High School on Thursday night. They get a big win. We'll celebrate.